said George. Only if I was handicapper general, you know what I would do, said Hazel. Hazel, as a matter of fact, was very much like the handicapper general, a woman named Diana Moon Glampers. If I was Diana Moon Glampers, said Hazel, I'd have chimes on Sunday, just chimes, kind of in honor of religion. I could think if it was just chimes, said George. Well, maybe make 'em real loud, said Hazel. I think I'd make a good handicapper general.
Good as anybody else, said George.
Who knows better than I do what normal is, said Hazel.
Right, said George.
He began to think glimmeringly about his abnormal son, who was now in jail, about Harrison, but a 21-gun salute in his head stopped that.
Boy, said Hazel, that was a doozy, wasn't it?
It was such a doozy that George was white and trembling, and the tears stood on the rims of his red eyes. Two of the 8 ballerinas had collapsed on the studio floor and were holding their heads.
All of a sudden, you look so tired, said Hazel. Why don't you stretch out on the sofa, so's you can rest your handicap bag on the pillows, honey bunch?
She was referring to the 47 pounds of weight in a canvas bag which was locked around George's neck. Go on and rest the bag for a little while, she said. I don't care if you're not equal to me for a while.